I make that really big transition from parental leave to going back to work again?
Yeah, great question. And one of the ones that I guess is the most popular one I get asked, you know, how do I do it? And I think for, you know, each of us, that experience and, you know, us looking forward to and being ready to return to work is different. For some, they can't wait to get back to work. It's really exciting opportunities that await them, the chance to be, you know, at work uninterrupted by a baby, you know, being able to just do what you want to do throughout a day just can be very liberating kind of experience that people are looking forward to. And then on the other hand, there'll be people that feel very unready and very emotional about returning to work and, you know, unsure about how to do it. So I think the common experience, though, is no matter how joyous you're feeling about returning to work, it's still daunting, right? There's lots to think about, from childcare through to negotiating and redesigning your job and asking for flexibility, all those things that come up. And here's my thoughts on it. Absolutely, you need to put your own needs first. The first person you need to have a meeting with is actually yourself.
Love it, Emma.
And really thinking about what am I going to need in order to make my transition better? Mm. What would give me comfort? What would help me on the home front and the work front to feel more ready emotionally and physically to return to work?
Did Dad struggle with that as well, in terms of it's always the assumption that the mum's going to go back, but the dad might forget that the dad is a new dad and coming back? Would that be a gender issue as well?
Oh, look, I think this doesn't matter whether you're a mother or a father, whether you've had 6 weeks off, whether you've had 6 months or 12 months off. The reality is your world just changed. Mm. You had a baby, your life at home has changed significantly, and let's face it, that change needs to be accommodated in some way by work. And we have to do it differently. So I do think that this is your chance to really think about redesigning your work, how you do it, what's most important to you, and really doing what I call a job audit.
And what about a partial return to work? So you stagger the return.
Yes. A common strategy used by lots of people is to just start, you know, going back to work on an irregular basis. So what do I mean by that? Maybe for the first couple of weeks or month, instead of going back in every single day, if you're going back full time, you might agree for the first period that you're going to go back to work one day a week or a couple of days a week, or possibly reduced hours, you know, half days, etc. The same way that you would actually get a child ready for childcare. Most people would gradually get their child used to new caring arrangements. It's actually, frankly, no different for you. So the more that you can put in place some mechanisms by which to make your return to work more smooth, the better. Now, you know, some people do say, well, that's all really well and good, but, you know, my manager said, you know, X, Y, and Z,
yes.
And I don't think I've got the ability to negotiate or the ability to ask for a gradual return, or, you know, it's very much in my manager's hands. I don't have the say in this. Well, you know, I guess to those people I would say, well, whose job really is it? You know, at the end of the day, it is your job. Your manager isn't performing your job. You are. So you know it best. Even though you might have had a break, at the end of the day, for many of you, you may have been performing that role for some time before you've been on leave. And the chances are you know it inside out and certainly better than your leader does. So if you can really with confidence talk about in your own mind to begin with, right, this is how practically I think I can get this done. If I can just have this and this come together, or this flexibility or this training or whatever it might be, I know I can have a good crack at this. Then I think that's the attitude and the thinking that you want to bring to your leader. The minute we give away that power, if you like, and say to our leader, look, you know, I'm coming back to work, but look, I don't want to be an imposition. I don't know what's happened while I've been on leave. I recognise you're in the best position to just tell me what I should be doing. Then I think we can only expect to get our leader's needs met, you know, and we have to be prepared that if we do that, then it's highly unlikely we won't get the optimal return to work plan that we want. It has to be a two-way street. where you think about your needs and the needs of your team and your job and really put something together that's going to work for both of you. Because if it isn't, it's not going to last long.